Hello?
Mrs. Johnson.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to see how you're feeling.
How very nice of you. I'm just doing all right. I'm trying to answer that, the sort of thing you would know so well, that enormous volume of kind, wonderful mail, and then sort of facing up to some of the estate matters. So I'm very busy, and that's a good thing to be.
Sure. Well, I think you should know that we, of course, naturally had quite a heavy mail reaction here, and universally everybody commented upon what a really wonderfully dignified and gracious way that you handled the whole affair. They owe the terms like she's a real lady, and that's why you'd be very proud of it. I mean you would, and I think Lyndon would too.
How kind you are to call and tell me that. Right. You know, you just have to think at a time like that my sadness is for a later time. Right now, I just have to try to keep everybody else from.
That's right, and that's what Bibi told me. Told me about when he said, and he says, everybody else, you know, is about ready to crack up, and you had to brace them up down at the.
And that is a beautiful, wonderful pen, Mr. President. Now, I appreciate it greatly, and I have written you, but you wouldn't have had a chance to get it, even if gets through the barrage.
Let me also tell you that I don't need any answer on what I'm going to talk about right now, but it's something for the future that you might want to think about. You naturally are very busy now, and will be with the estate and all that sort of thing. But if you would consider it, it would be a very great service to the country if you would consider on a part-time basis. An assignment. The one I'm really thinking about is to the delegation to the United Nations, which is about a 2-month assignment, and I think it would have a marvelous effect if you could do it. Now we don't have to decide it, and I don't kind of I'm hold it until about May and or June, but I just wanted you to put it in the back of your mind, and if you'd like to consider something like that, we'd like to have you do it.
Thank you for your confidence, Mr. President, so much. I think I do know better right now than to say yes or no to anything.
That's right. You shouldn't.
We
don't want you to say a word about it. I just thought that as you go along, other things will come up, and you can have this sort of other things that you can choose. Because my feeling is this, and I know that right at this time you feel that, well, I just don't want to do anything. I want to get all this burden off and I want to rest. But knowing you, you'll be that way for about 1 month and 2 months, and then you really want to do something. You must do something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm sort of a judge of this as having seen it, and because, you know, you're vigorous. You've always been active and so forth. So I just want you to know that that could be a very interesting and important assignment. So anyway, you give my best to everybody down there, and the whole country's pulling for you.
Sir, and my great gratitude to you for everything.
Well, I was proud to be there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.